Thank you for stopping by Living Waters World Online, the place where the river of God flows. Pastors Lawrence and Kimberly Richardson invite you on a journey to change the church, challenge the colleges, and charge into the community. The following message is from the series, Go and Preach to Them.
Chapter number one. All right, when you have the word, say, I have the word. All right. It's a long passage. There's peculiar verses that I want you to look at as we're reading them. Amen. Verse 25, verse 28, verse 31, verse 32. I'm giving them to you now just in case I don't get to it. Amen. Verse 32, verse 33. Amen. Verse 35. Amen. Verse 37. Verse 41. Verse 45, verse 49, verse 50, verse 57. Maybe you got a highlighter. You can highlight. Amen. Verse 67, verse 69, verse 71 through 80. All right. This morning, amen. St. Luke chapter 1, amen. Verse 23 through 80. Amen. Pay particular attention. Into some key verses. This is a very powerful passage. When you have the word, say, I have the word. If you need a moment, say, give me a moment. If you need a Bible, just put your hand up. Amen. Somebody will get you a Bible to use while you're here. Thank you, leadership, amen, that stood in my stead. Thank you, Pastor Kimberly. Amen. Pastor Kimberly spoke for me last Sunday as I was on travel. Amen. We were eulogizing another, amen, friend of the family. Amen. But thank you. Amen. Thank you for standing. Amen. Thank you for causing Living Waters to proceed. Amen. Even in my absence. When you have Luke 1, say, I have the word. All right. At some point, amen, then the word is going to be on the screen behind us. Amen. So if you have not found it, amen, just look, amen, to the screen. Amen. And the word is blessed. All right. St. Luke 1, verse 23 through verse 80. Amen. I'm going to drop out. Amen. But you continue to read, and the word of the Lord is blessed. Let's read. And it came to pass that as soon as the days of his ministration were accomplished, he departed to his own house. And after those days, with his wife Elizabeth conceived and hid herself 5 months, saying, thus have the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked on me and have taken away my reproach among men. And in the 6th month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto the city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin, a spouse of a man whose name was Joseph, into the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came unto her and said, hail, thou art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when he saw him, and when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and he shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom shall be no end. Continue.
Then Mary said to the angel, how can this be, since I do not know a man? And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now, indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the 6th month for her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible. Then Mary said, behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. Now Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste to a city of Judah, and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then she spoke out with a loud voice and said, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, The babe leaped in my womb for joy. Blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord. And Mary said, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. For he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant. For behold, henceforth, all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy. And he, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. And Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her house. Now Elizabeth's full time came for her to be delivered, and she brought forth a son. When her neighbors and relatives heard how the Lord had shown great mercy to her, they rejoiced with her. So it was on the eighth day that they came to circumcise the child, and they would have called him by the name of his father, Zacharias. His mother answered and said, no, he shall be called John. But they said to her, there is no one among your relatives who was called by this name. So they made signs to his father what he would have him called. And he asked for a writing tablet and wrote, saying, his name is John. So they all marveled. Immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue loosed, and he spoke, praising God. Then fear came on all who dwelt around them, and all these sayings were discussed throughout all the hill country of Judea. And all those who heard them kept them in their hearts, saying, what kind of child will this be? And the hand of the Lord was with him. Now his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, blessed is the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets who have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the highest, for you will go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, with which the day spring from on high has visited us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. So the child grew and became strong in spirit and was in the deserts till the day of his manifestation to Israel.
And verse 34 said, then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? St. Luke chapter number 1, verse 34, it says, then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also the holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who is called barren. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. And with God, nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, behold, thy handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. For a few moments this morning, I want to talk from a subject. Can you go ahead and get ready to doxology, me son, and minstrels? Y'all don't have to move because I'm not going to be long this morning. I want to talk for a few moments from the subject of the season of leaping babies, fulfilled promises, and the foretelling of what is yet to come. The season of leaping babies, fulfilled promises, and the foretelling of what is yet to come. This is the season of leaping babies. Stay with me. I'm going to explain it. This is the season, the time of fulfilled promises. This is the moment that God's going to tell us what's about to come to pass. And it's going to come to pass just as he said. Father, thank you for the word that you sowed in my heart to minister for these next 10, 12 minutes that I will preach. Give me articulation of speech. Let me declare truth. Let me articulate it with, amen, with precision. God, let me say it with, oh God, impact, Lord. Let the ears hear what the Spirit is crying to the church. Let there be an echo throughout the earth that this is a season of leaping babies. This is a season of fulfilled promises. This is the time that you're telling us what is yet to come. We thank you. We glorify your name. We expect to hear what you're going to say to us, and we will obey. And all God's people said, amen and amen. The season of leaping babies, fulfilled promises, and the telling of what is yet to come. It is so important to understand seasons and timing because those are the two things that determine what we should be doing on a daily basis. All right? Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, to everything there is a time and a season. All right? It is so important, and you better get it, you better catch it, because I can't be long, amen. Come on, tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, you got to understand season and timing. All right? Season and timing dictates what we're supposed to be doing on a daily basis. Are y'all still here? Season and timing determines what my schedule should look like. When I do not understand season and timing, I haphazardly go about life. And when I haphazardly go about life, I'm probably missing some opportunities. I don't know who it is that I'm talking to, but I know I'm talking to somebody. You can't keep missing opportunities. Come on, tell your neighbors and neighbors, you can't keep missing opportunities. Come on, they're not really listening. They think about shopping. Come on, tell them you can't keep missing opportunities. Can't keep missing opportunities. You got to understand season and timing. Hear me, one of the most important things about understanding season and timing, because season and timing dictate, do you have time for time wasters? Some of us are a little too old to be wasting time. Now, you that's 30 and under, I ain't talking to you. You go ahead and waste a little bit of time, but you really shouldn't, but go ahead. But those of you that 30 plus, you don't have time to waste. There's a book you ought to be writing. There's a song you ought to be recording. You ain't saying nothing. There's a business plan you ought to be developing. There ought to be another stream of income that you're making. So you got to be careful in this season with time wasters and time wasting. I got a new friend. He jokes me a lot because he knows I take about an hour nap. I try to daily. I don't always get it in, but I try to. And he always teases me. You get your nap today? I have it pretty much scheduled when I'm on my normal schedule. This is when I'm going to get my nap in. And y'all please hear me. Some of you need to schedule some naps in your schedule. But it's not just naps that you need to schedule. Some need to schedule other appointments that you've missed in other seasons. This is not the season for time wasting and time wasters. When you understand season and timing, and it's, y'all please hear me, and I'm going to get there, amen. It is a season of leaping babies. It is a season of fulfilled promise. It is a season, amen, of God telling us where he was yet to come. He's telling us something so we can prioritize our schedule. Are y'all still here? He's telling us something so we'll know how to make our schedules out. Some things that you had time for 2, 3, 5 years ago before you were single, Regina, you don't have time for when you get married. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Y'all ain't talking back to me. All right, so I'm going to just go through it. Anyway, please hear me. This is not the time for time wasting. There's a baby in you leaping. There's some promises being fulfilled. God is doing some stuff that you waited for. When God does things that you waited for, life looks different. And folks won't understand why your schedule is like your schedule and you don't have time to talk about that for 2 hours anymore. I was talking to my friend Shaida the other day and we was talking about my online courses and me being finished. And she was like, well, you get a 2-week break. I said, well, during that 2-week break, I'm going to finish a book I'm writing. And she looked at me like real crossed eyes, like, for real? When I got 2 weeks downtime now, I need to put out the book that's mine. Okay, y'all looking at me real strangely. If you don't do it now, when you gonna do it? Somebody need to hashtag that on social media. If you don't do it now, when are you gonna do it? So it's so important for us to understand season. It's so important for us to understand timing because that's what dictates what we're supposed to be doing on a daily basis. Amen. You can hit a moment, you can hit a time that momentum begins to build and momentum will start taking you places that you could have never done on your own. And that's what Jesus did in our text. He started building momentum because of season and time. And it starts in Luke chapter number 1 where a baby leaps, where a promise is fulfilled. Well, he starts telling us now, because this has happened, this is what's coming next. I'm going to say this again. You can start building momentum with life that your momentum will take you places that will require very little sweatful labor. Come on, tell your neighbors and neighbor, eliminate time wasting. Come on, tell your neighbor, eliminate time wasters. All right. All right. God's about to do something. He's trying to build momentum. And your momentum is about to take. Come on, tell your neighbor. Say, neighbor, your momentum is about to take you somewhere. And it's going to be with sweatless labor. As we pray and as we become that prophetic evangelizers, as we, amen, begin to gather a harvest, we got to understand now that momentum is building. So in St. Luke, he begins to model for us the Son of Man, the human divine one. And he's going to tip over into showing us that I'm not only the human divine one, but I'm also the divine human one. I'm mighty to save. I'm mighty to heal. I'm mighty to deliver. He's going to show us now when we begin to look through and peruse through these 57 verses that everything that he's foretold, amen, he inevitably fulfilled. Everything he foretold, he inevitably, amen, fulfilled. I believe with all of my heart, we are about to see the culmination of all things. And God's about to show, amen, the earth. If I said I was going to do it, I'm going to do it. And nothing's going to be prolonged. Somebody said me real loud, nothing's going to be prolonged. If he said it, he's going to bring it to pass. So somebody's got a word that he's going to bless you. Amen. You might as well get your blessed, your clothes on, because you're about to be blessed. And that's what he does in St. Luke. He shows that I'm a God that if I say it, I can do it. I don't have to recall anything. Have y'all noticed God has never recalled anything he said because maybe he can't do it? He just did it. He fulfilled it. And somebody needs to lift up their head, because I don't care, we got 7 days left and maybe this has not been what you thought it was going to be because of what was spoken in the beginning of the year. But if you really, really, really be carefully look, God has done some incredible things, but it ain't over yet. If he spoke it, he can bring it to pass. And he speaks three things. There's three things in the text that I want to show you, and then I promise you I'm done. The first thing is we must understand the significance of our leaping babies. We must understand what is the significance of our leaping babies. That's found in verse 25. That's found in verse 28 and verse 35 through 37. And the angel said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow you. And the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Amen. When I start talking about this is the season of leaping babies, all right, let me bring it into the context, all right. I'm talking about, amen, the power of the Holy Ghost coming over us and doing something with us that only the Holy Ghost could have done. Right. So when I say it's the season of leaping babies, what I'm talking about is God's about to overshadow you. And I'm talking about impossibilities are going to come out of that overshadowing. Do me a favor. Just wave your hand over yourself like that. Just wave your hand. God's going to pass by us just like that. And our babies are going to leap. God, you got to get this. It ain't going to take all of that struggle as it has hitherto. It ain't going to take so much pain to birth this out. You didn't hear me. You didn't hear me. The Holy Ghost is going to overshadow you while you were praying and while you were singing and while you was around your babies. The Holy Ghost is going to overshadow you and your baby going to leap. That thing that you want God to do, it's going to leap and it's going to show you that God has birthed a new thing. So when I talk about the season of the leaping babies, I'm talking about miracle signs and wonders that could only come to pass because God did it. And the text weaves in it that it was impossible for Elizabeth to get pregnant. But she got pregnant anyway. You didn't hear what I said. If you read Luke chapter number 1, Elizabeth and Zachariah, they passed the age of having children. But God did it anyway. God, I don't know if y'all are ready for me this morning. Come on, do me a favor. Look at somebody and say, God did it anyway. Is there anybody in here that has things that you think are too hard for yourself? Well, if you have anything that you think is too hard for God, all for yourself, then all you need is the overshadowing of the Holy Ghost. I promise you, please hear me. God's going to make your baby leap in this season. God. If I was in another church, they'd be screaming and hollering and pulling down chandeliers, but that's all right. All right. Y'all better please hear me. This is the season of impossibilities being possible. Amen. This is the season that what you said could not be done. You about to see the God Elohim, God El Shaddai, God Jehovah. I would say, he gonna do it and ain't nothing gonna stop him. God told me to make sure I tell you, in this season, no miscarrying. No aborting, no problematic pregnancies. Oh God. And now I'm talking about with your destinies. I'm talking about with the plans that God has for you. I'm talking about what you walking out. I'm not talking about natural children. And if you are married and want children, amen, I could be talking about that if you need me. But you need to hear me. I'm not aborting what God has given me to do in this season. I'm not miscarrying it. I'm carrying it to full term. And what God has given me to do, I'm going to see that thing walking on the earth. Do me a favor, just grab somebody's hand lightly. Say, no miscarrying, no aborting, no problematic pregnancies. Come on, somebody say it real loud. No miscarrying, no aborting, no problematic pregnancies. This season, we're going to full term. My God.
We hope you've enjoyed this message from Living Waters World Online. If you were blessed by this message or know someone who will be blessed by this message, please click the link below for more information on how to receive the full-length copy. We hope you are encouraged, and please remember, this is the place where the river of God flows.